WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 59 degrees at the studio. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A locally founded technology company plans to more than double its workforce at a new location. That's after the Bryan and College Station City Councils have approved an economic development agreement. What was Net Near You is now part of Viasat, which is moving to the Bio Corridor. At the last College Station Council meeting, Economic Development Director Natalie Ruiz said Viasat will receive $450,000 after meeting increased employment and payroll levels.
They're adding another 150 jobs, $9.2 million in payroll. They're required to keep those jobs there at that level for at least 5 years once the agreement's in place. The average job, the salary, $64,500.
Viasat, which is locating on College Station side of the Bio Corridor, will have a minimum property valuation of $15 million by the end of 2019. As College Station Police continues its investigation of the death of a bicyclist who was struck by a city garbage truck 2 months ago, the city council has approved paying the family of the victim
in an amount not to exceed $250,000.
Councilwoman Julie Schultz read the motion that the council unanimously passed at its last meeting. CSPD is waiting for the autopsy report of Alana Rich, a 21-year-old Texas A&M student who died September 8th following the collision south of campus at Ayrshire and Angus. The settlement will be paid from the city's property casualty insurance fund. A College Station man with 16 driving infractions is accused of driving a pickup without insurance on the Texas A&M campus.
A university police officer stopped 30-year-old Daniel Herrera Rodriguez after he was spotted at 3 in the morning in Finn Feather and F&B Road. Rodriguez was arrested for driving without a license with 6 prior convictions and 6 municipal court warrants from Bryan, where, according to jail records, he owes more than $2,200. According to the arrest report, Rodriguez has also been convicted 8 times for not having insurance. A high-speed chase on Veterans Day that started at FM 2818 in George Bush went to the north before ending at 2818 in Mumford Road. The arrest report from a DPS trooper clocked the car going as fast as 111 miles an hour. 29-year-old Ronaldo Villanueva Bryan was arrested for driving with an invalid license and evading arrest. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What lies ahead in Congress with Donald Trump as president was among the subjects addressed by Senator John Cornyn when he visited the Twin Cities last Friday. Audience questions at a Chamber of Commerce luncheon included whether Cornyn supported any of Trump's Supreme Court candidates. Cornyn mentioned one name from Trump's list and a second possibility.
Justice Willett, whose name was on there, Ted Cruz, would be, a great appointment if he would be interested. I don't know whether he is.
Cornyn expected a slim Republican majority in the Senate to end debate on a nominee with fewer than the required minimum of 60 votes.
Democrats said if they were in charge, they would change the Senate rules to make that a 51 vote threshold. And I think that's likely that we will do that as well. As a practical matter, that's really been the rule anyway.
Cornyn also expected that the cloture rule would not come into play when repealing some federal regulations. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 59 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate by partnering with one of the trustworthy realtors with the BCS Association of Realtors, Brazos Valley Realtors, investing their time, their efforts, and their energy in this community. Visit bcsrealtor.com. to find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life.
For years, we've told you that Amish furniture for generations, that experience is different than buying furniture anyplace else because it's furniture that's made for you, kind of wood you want, kind of finish you want, and many times the specs that you want because it's bench built by Amish craftsmen. Now, what you find on the floor is great, then they make the order, they go pick it up, bring it back. It's just that simple for you. But if you're looking for furniture that is designed to last for generations and maybe custom built for your needs, Amish Furniture for Generations can show you that and also show you the quality so that you know why that furniture will exist for generations to come. First of all, solid wood and bench built, but just the mechanisms, if they have moving parts, it's just quality through and through. Now, this time of year, because you might be looking for accent pieces for someone for a gift for their home, you'll find some items that you actually can get out of the store the same day, but just generally happens around this time of year. Everything else, since it has to be ordered ahead of time and bench built, takes a little bit more time. But stop by and see them. They're on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger. You can call them if you want to at 260-5050. Amish Furniture for generations. It's quality furniture lasting for generations.
This is Survivor Ben, and I've been trudging through this rugged wilderness for, I think, 23 days now. Food has become hard to find. It's really a struggle.
Excuse me.
What the?
Sorry to interrupt, but is this the way to the lake?
I think. How did you get up here?
Oh, I just loaded up my Tundra and drove up through the woods for a few hours. My buddies are right behind me.
Your buddies?
Yeah, if you see them, one is a Tacoma towing jet skis, and the other is a 4Runner full of camping gear. Tell them I went this way.
Okay.
Thanks, man. I gotta go set up camp and grill some steaks. I'm really hungry. Enjoy your hike.
You gotta be kidding me.
Toyota Trucks, a heritage built on adventure.
Qualified buyers get 0% APR for 60 months plus $2,000 special edition cash on a dependable 2016 Tundra Crewmax Special Edition for a total savings over $6,400. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 12/5/16.
Good morning, it's 8:11, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Our weather brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure is located near the Houston and Galveston areas this morning. It's going to result in lots of sunshine and some comfortable temperatures for today. We should be somewhere between 75 and 80 later this afternoon. Generally clear tonight, lows will be 55 to 60. More sun in the forecast for tomorrow. We're back up to 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Sunshine and 75 to 80 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes Pickle Day. It's Pickle Day.
Pickle Day.
Just letting you know.
Finally.
Makes me think about, why do people go to the container store for empty pickle jars that cost $5 when you can go to the store for $3 and get the same bottle and it's got jar and it's got pickles in it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that's the container store. When's the last time you were in the container store? Chelsea, you been in the container store?
I have not. I know what it is, but...
I don't even think I've ever actually been in the container store.
Really? Yeah, no. You know, we bought something and then had to get a replacement part for it.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they had it, which was good. But, yeah, you go in there and anything that would cost $9 anyplace else costs $23 there.
Of course.
So, yeah, there's a reason why they're on Westheimer, right across from the Galleria and the JW Marriott. Okay, there's this, that's fine. Yeah. Oh, look, a plastic bin for $29. Oh, how could I have lived this long without that?
How quaint.
Yeah, exactly. Could go to Walmart and get the same thing for $9, but, you know.
But it's not the container
it's
store.
It's
exactly
not from the container
right.
store.
Yeah. Anyway.
What are you doing Saturday? Oh, I'm going to the container store.
Lucky.
Look at She's these, going to the container
look
store.
Look at these jars I got from the container store.
Ooh, yeah.
They
fancy.
Look like the same ones I have.
Yeah. Except I just had to wash the labels off mine. They used to say Vlasic, and I
exactly.
just washed them off, and it doesn't buy.
And now I can't pay for what anything to put in them.
Yeah, okay.
Look
so,
at my empty containers.
Yeah. We had a speeding story this morning, right? Mm. Somebody mm-hmm. going, 80-something in the 75?
I had a 111.
Y'all was at 111. Get out.
Yeah.
That's more than the one I've got here.
Oh, man. I've got one. Clocked him at 111.
Now, where was he?
On 2818.
Really?
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah.
He must have run a red light.
Oh, there was an 85, an 88 in the 75.
Yeah, but that's not as fun as a 110.
No, there was this one that it started at FM 2818 in George Bush
yeah.
and got all the way up to Mumford Road.
That's
clocked him as going as fast as 111.
Yeah, he
wow.
ran a red light, I guarantee you. I'm just
fast.
Saying that.
It's
okay.
Fast.
Now, and then you had the person who owns like $2,200 allegedly in
yeah,
the,
16
yeah.
violations out
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
At some point, can't you do something about that? I mean, I just
you know.
We give them we do the warrant roundup thing, mm-hmm. and you know, we give them the idea and look.
And that's what I thought. I had that thought the other day when we talked with Judge Ed Spillane about
right.
that whole.
It's just, and the thing is, if that person is driving around without insurance and
mm-hmm.
they hit you,
yeah,
at some point, you've got to become responsible.
Yep.
I mean, you've got to. And I like what Judge Spillane wants to do, and that is not continue to fine people and put things on top of that. But by the same token, you cannot allow those people to be out on the road.
Correct.
I'm sorry. Oh, I got to have it for my job. No, I'm sorry. You have made enough bad decisions now that you're going to have to do something else.
16 of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to do something else.
And probably more. You just got caught 16 times.
That's right. And again, I really don't care if it's more than three. You know, at about three, it's time for you to sit down.
Yeah.
And I know that probably sounds mean and insensitive and all that kind
of
stuff.
And you are, Scott.
That's right.
You are so mean.
Believe me, I've had my share of tickets as well, and I've had to pay those prices. But, you know, at some point, you got to stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to behave.
And three strikes, you're out. That seems pretty common, you know?
I would think
so.
Not
crazy.
There's some speeding controversy in Arkansas. Police recently clocked a local police chief doing 107 in his personal truck.
Oh.
Yeah. An officer asked a state trooper to help him pull the truck over, only to walk up and recognize the boss. They laughed it off and did not give him a ticket.
Well,
a local TV station later obtained the dash cam video of the stop, and they ran the story. Police chief told the station his pass on the ticket shouldn't be a public issue since, quote, he's worked in law enforcement for nearly three decades, and that he knows better than to endanger the lives of other drivers or his own by driving recklessly.
He was going 107?
Yeah.
That's reckless.
He should know better.
107 miles an hour. Just y'all don't pay no attention. This is Arkansas. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, the guy that got busted for going 111 on 2018?
Yes.
Now, did he just get a ticket, or did they actually impound the car? Hopefully?
He was arrested for driving with an invalid license and evading arrest.
But do we know if his car was impounded? Probably
do
was,
not know,
yeah.
But yeah,
isn't that attempted manslaughter?
But why would it be manslaughter?
Attempted manslaughter.
He's running a red light.
Oh, I see. Oh, I got you. Okay, I don't know. I'm not an attorney, and I don't play one on the radio. But they must have impounded his car, because if he's arrested, they had to take him in, and something has to happen to the car.
Well, so we don't know if he ran a red light. Scott just made that up.
I'm just making that up. I don't know about that. That's just to add insult to all
he
the
might
other
have just
stuff
been speeding, and then
He stopped for the red lights.
Yeah,
that's right. Quite a few parents in Orange County, Florida, got a ticket last month, not for speeding or running a red light, but because their child was not wearing a bicycle helmet. Number of parents are upset over the tickets. If your child is supposed to be wearing the helmet, then why are you upset over the tickets?
Right.
Is that a law?
$62.50 fine. Yeah, I think it probably is.
I mean, it must be.
In a lot of places, definitely.
Okay.
In Florida, it is illegal, it says here, for a child younger than 16 to ride a bicycle without a helmet. So there you are, putting that right there. Did we do the story about the face-slapping contest in Minnesota?
No,
I would have remembered
Okay. In St. Paul, Minnesota, bar held a smack fest.
Smackdown.
That's great name.
Yep, in a competition in which willing contestants, which I think is important.
Yeah.
Yes.
Willing contestants take turns slapping each other's faces. After one Smackfest battle ended, one of the participants left and was assaulted by at least a half a dozen people.
What?
We're not sure why. One of the promoters said Smackfest calls it pure adult fun, end quote.
Sounds so fun.
Yeah, pure adult fun at a bar. Okay,
right.
What are the chances of that working?
Hitting each other.
Yeah. Participants are only allowed to be women who sign a waiver.
What?
This gets weirder and weirder.
Including switching hands and which side of the face they're hitting. They have three rounds, three smacks in each, and a break in between every round. The crowd judges who won overall, and there's a grand prize of $175.
Honestly, I'm a little triggered here. I feel discriminated against because there's no men's rounds.
Well, that's
right.
Yeah, that's true. So
can we go back to the woman who was assaulted by 12 people?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, the smack fest already is a little weird, but
why did that happen?
She must have really ticked someone off and their family.
You were smacking illegally? I mean, not sure. Your hand was too big? I mean, don't know.
People get pretty mad if you smack them in the face. So if she was the winner, she went through all these people and
willing.
They probably got her back.
Yeah,
a little odd. All right, John Lewis is two things. It is a chain of department stores that we wouldn't necessarily know because it's in the UK. but it's also the name of a computer science editor, educator, a father of four, and apparently a very polite human being who lives in Blacksburg, Virginia, and happens to have a Twitter handle at John Lewis. So the Virginia John Lewis probably would not even have known about the UK department store John Lewis if not for sending their messages to the man. John Lewis, the man, is the one who's the pleasant person on the internet. He customizes a reply to every single message sent by mistake to his Twitter box.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Nice of him.
I don't know if people are getting in touch with the store John Lewis to complain about something,
yeah,
but
right.
John Lewis in Vicksburg being a nice guy.
Why aren't you answering my tweets?
Yeah. All right, so I don't know if he was driving 111 miles an hour or whatever, but Bruce Springsteen's motorcycle broke down on the side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
Rescued by some fellow Jersey bikers, members of the Freehold American Legion Post 54 Legion Riders, coming back from a Veterans Day ceremony when they spotted the boss stranded on the side of the road. He hitched a ride on the back of one of the guy's bikes, headed to a nearby bar where the singer enjoyed a few beers and picked up several rounds for the guys. How's that, huh?
That's pretty awesome.
It really is. Well, also when you consider that Springsteen was a Hillary Clinton supporter and one of the American Legion Facebook pages didn't have any negative comments. I mean, did have negative comments because of that. But, hey, if you're buying us drinks, everything's okay.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
And again, what'd you do? Hey, man, I gave the boss a ride back to the bar after his bike broke down. How's that for you, huh? Is that pretty cool? That's
very
a good story.
Cool.
It's almost like getting up on stage and we already had one of those.
You know you love the Cafe Excel menu, so wait until you try Cafe Excel's Thanksgiving dinner. Enjoy a 22-pound sage-rubbed turkey, creamy poblano mashed potatoes, warm turkey gravy, the classic pumpkin pie, and so much more. Have you ever fed 10 to 12 people this easily? Order on CafeExcelBrianTX.com before November 15th and receive a $25 gift card. Celebrate your family with a meal everyone will love from Cafe Excel. Go to CafeExcelBrianTX.com today.
American Financing Corporation, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
I have important information if you're a homeowner. Mortgage rates have literally plummeted over the last few weeks, creating an incredible opportunity to save money. American Financing was founded on one simple principle, and that is to save homeowners money. And American Financing mortgage consultants are waiting for you, and they're salary-based, which is why I endorse them. Unlike the other people, they specialize in solutions and not counting their own commissions. That is responsible lending. This may be your last opportunity to refinance at the new lower rate. Even if you refinance your home as recently as a year ago, you can refinance again. And I've been urging you to prepare to financially protect your family. Rates are back to historic lows, and they're not going to stay there forever. Call today. 866-750-6551. 866-750-6551. Or online at AmericanFinancing.net. America's home for home loans.
All right, we can safely say that fall, as we know it here in the Brazos Valley, is on. So that means there are folks trying to get into your house, and we're talking probably bugs and maybe some rodents, just critters in general. As the seasons change, they're always looking to move around. So whether it's ants or roaches or fleas or spiders or scorpions or, again, the furry ones, remember that ABC Home and Commercial Services are professionals. They can take care of it for you quickly and efficiently. Bobby Jenkins and ABC have been around for over 60 years. Well, Bobby hasn't, but ABC has. Treating homes all over the Brazos Valley. They can design a program for your home after hearing what's going on with you. They'll treat the home. They'll get rid of anything that's already in there. And then they'll schedule regular trips back to make sure, in the meantime, that you don't have any problems. Now, if something does happen, something pops up, give them a call. They'll come back out and treat again. Never a problem. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. And as the weather changes, keep those critters out with ABC Home and Commercial Services. All right, so you're in a meeting. What's more embarrassing than sitting around in a quiet room and your stomach starts to growl? Well, what is it? What you're hearing, in fact, is the sound of air and fluids sloshing around. Kind of like in a washing machine, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
According to gastroenterologist Dr. Patricia Raymond, says it isn't just coming from your stomach. It's the noise that's also coming from your intestines, and it's completely normal. But you always have to say something, don't you? You just go, eh. It happens a lot, and it really bothers you. Then it's recommended that you chew more slowly. and be sure to swallow before you take the next bite? I thought we learned how to eat that way.
I was going to say, who's right? Keeping okay. on biting and forgetting on swallowing?
Know. Yeah, a guy walks into a doctor. He's got a carrot stuck in his ear. He said, doctor, I'm not feeling good. He said, well, it's because you're not eating right. Thank you.
Okay. It hurts when I do this. Well,
right.
don't do that.
That's right. Okay. Also, avoid sugar-free foods. You might be sensitive to fructose, which is present in fruity drinks and sodas, as well as foods like onions and artichokes. Sorbitol, which is found in apples and prunes and other fruits. And your stomach is growling because you're hungry, then eat something, okay? That'll quiet things down. So, just speaking of, I'm in the Shoppatorium, the giant Samatorium yesterday, and I was looking for some water. And they have an entire aisle now. I guess I didn't realize how many flavored beverages there are now for any number of reasons, whether it's monster beverages that give you the juice that mm-hmm. you need for what caffeine and all this other stuff, but just flavored juices, fizzy juices. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, mineral water that's flavored. And then the sport drinks. But this must be a big industry, and I'm not that demo. So you guys are more the demo than I am. But I mean, it's getting to be like the cereal aisle where you have
a
jillion choices.
Yeah. I like flavored beverages, you know, and honestly, you know, as I'm trying to be more healthy and everything like that, I'm trying to drink more water. But sometimes you just want something that tastes good, and it's kind of nice to have some options that are basically water with a little bit of flavor.
And what is also, I think, the market has increased when it comes to non-still water. You know, there's still water.
Oh, yeah.
You mm-hmm. know, but when you get a little fizz in there, then that can work.
It's become huge. Like, especially someone who, I guess, I do have friends who are pretty health conscious,
right.
but LaCroix and, like, Topo Chico
yeah.
and sparkling water and mineral water like that has become so popular in the last couple of years.
See, now, here's mm-hmm. what I'm thinking, and we do this. Take club soda. It doesn't cost a lot, you
yeah.
know, like the bottle, the small yeah. bottle of club soda is probably like 50 cents, and then you put a little orange juice in it, and you know, it's a good deal cheaper.
I can't do the LaCroix. I mean, personally, just me, just it's a little bitter for me.
Yeah, it's not sweet. There is no sweetener. There's no sugar, so it's, you know, naturally flavored. But I think when people see blackberry and yeah. you know
now,
peach, it's going to be super tasty and sweet, and it's not.
Yeah. Is that carbonated or is it still?
Yes, it's
okay.
carbonated.
See, and that's the other thing is we talked about that, I think, not too long ago, the idea that carbonation makes you feel like your thirst is quenched sooner, but it's really not. You may still be, if you're needing to hydrate,
mm-hmm.
not just, I'm kind of casually thirsty, but after working out or you need to definitely replenish
mm-hmm.
fluids, you need to be aware that you're going to feel satiated sooner with something that's carbonated, but you may not have gotten enough actual fluid to do the job. So remember that you may need to follow that up with still some sort of a still beverage, whether it's just plain old water or something with electrolytes in it. Okay, there's your health lesson. Thank you.
Yep, 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 yep.
Kishinka with your money now. A study of arthritis drugs found that, contrary to common belief, Pfizer's painkiller Celebrex poses no higher risk to a patient's heart than ibuprofen or naproxen, two widely used rivals. Patients assigned to take Celebrex suffered numerically fewer heart-related deaths, heart attacks, and strokes than those assigned to either of the other drugs, according to two different analyses of the 24,000-patient study. More U.S. colleges are trying to attract students from the Middle East, South Asia, and Latin America amid fears that fewer students are coming from China. Although the number of Chinese students in the U.S. has surged in recent years, some schools expect numbers to level off amid a sluggish Chinese economy and growing competition from schools in other countries. Any drop could financially hurt U.S. colleges, which typically charge international students full tuition. Crude oil sharply lower, trading at $42.60 a barrel on Wall Street futures, indicating a mixed open this morning. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 5,000-square-foot building for under $39,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm quite advanced. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Aggie class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
A few days ago, I reported about bogus news stories on social media, that they are often the most popular ones, even though some are absolutely false. And that's why Mark Zuckerberg's response to Facebook's ongoing fake news problem is downright shocking. Kim Commando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Late last week, when asked if Facebook's fake news influenced the election, Mark Zuckerberg said that only a small amount of Facebook news is bogus. Let's put this into perspective. This year, Facebook pushed out far too many high-profile fake stories, including the article that Fox News fired anchor Megyn Kelly and a Looney Tunes conspiracy theory about the September 11th attacks. So whether it misled presidential voters or not, it's high time that Facebook reforms its way that it reports news. Mr. Zuckerberg's comments that there aren't that many false stories is both alarming and irresponsible. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. But now, making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off, just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber, and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. Every day is a payday when you drive with Uber, because you can cash out anytime with Instant Pay. Cash out your earnings up to 5 times a day with no minimum amount required. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at texaskubotadealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A local employer with 130 jobs and a payroll of more than $7 million plans to more than double those numbers. The College Station and Bryan City Councils have approved an economic development agreement that will give technology company Viasat up to $450,000 for locating in College Station's portion of the bio-corridor.
Once they meet that criteria, we will reimburse a portion of their taxes. The first year after completion is about 80% of the value, and then it reduces all the way to 10% over a 6-year period. There's fast tracking of development permits and also development fee waivers.
College Station Economic Development Director Natalie Ruiz told her city council Viasat agreed to add 150 jobs with an average salary of $64,000.
There's a $20 million investment that's required by Viasat for their new facility. They have to put a minimum of $15 million on the tax rolls as valued by BCAD.
Viasat, which purchased the locally founded Net Near You, is building an 85,000-square-foot building on 9 acres in the bio corridor. 2 months after a bicyclist died after being struck by a College Station garbage truck, family members filed a claim with the city.
And to execute a settlement and release containing terms as customarily contained in settlement agreements.
Second.
We have a motion on the floor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
The motion from Councilwoman Julie Schultz authorizes the city to pay up to $250,000, which will come from the city's property casualty insurance fund. College Station police report the investigation continues of the September 8th collision because they're waiting for an autopsy report. A Texas A&M student, 21-year-old Alana Rich, was killed after she was hit south of campus at Angus in Ayrshire. What started as a shoplifting at the College Station Target store on Veterans Day ended with an arrest on robbery charges.
According to the arrest report, 24-year-old Angelina Salas of Houston bit an off-duty College Station police sergeant and injured a Target loss prevention officer in the store's parking lot. That's after Salas left the store with $640 of merchandise in her purse, including an iPod, jewelry, and clothing. The policeman and store employee were treated at the scene for their injuries. Before the speed limit changed on Highway 6 in Brazos County, a DPS trooper stopped a car going 88 in the 75-mile-an-hour zone and driving in the passing lane. After the trooper smelled marijuana smoke, there was a search of the car that led to the discovery of almost $3,000 cash, a baby bottle containing codeine syrup, and less than 2 ounces of marijuana. That resulted in the arrest of 21-year-old Rasheed Davis of College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The process of repealing some federal regulations could become easier. Senator John Cornyn, answering questions at a BCS chamber luncheon last Friday, expected the cloture rule requiring a minimum 60 votes to end debate would not come into play on some issues.
Congressional Review Act that only require 51 votes in the Senate to repeal some of these regulations, and I think you're going to see a real flurry of activity early on in that front.
Cornyn was also asked if he supported any of Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominees. Cornyn brought up Texas Supreme Court Justice Don Willett, who is on Trump's list, along with fellow Senator Ted Cruz. Members of the Bryan Police and Fire Departments are panelists in a holiday safety seminar being held tonight. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse is one of two presenters.
Sergeant Jason James is going to be there to talk about burglar-proofing your home and safety while shopping. And I will be there to talk about several topics of holiday and winter fire safety.
Tonight's program, hosted by the Citizen Police Academy's Alumni Association, starts at 6:30 at Bryan Municipal Court. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 59 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news today at noon, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com, and follow us on social media at WTAW1620. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Good morning, 838, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Large area of high pressure results in sunshine across the area for today. In fact, we're going to see sunshine through midweek. Good news is temperatures are going to be fairly comfortable. We're only 75 to 80 later today. Clear overnight, 55 to 60 is where we'll end up. Tomorrow we have more sun and we're 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Sunshine and 75 to 80 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, things going on, as always, at the Bush Library and Museum. Dave's here this morning. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. Well, let's go through chronologically, I guess. Coming up on the 14th, I know you have kind of a special event having to do with First Ladies.
Yeah, it's the part of the ConocoPhillips White House Lecture Series. This is it's going to be, you know, the foundation is hosting it, as well as the Mosbacher Institute. So this is going to be a panel discussing the role of First Ladies now and in the future. It's going to be moderated by Ann Compton, former ABC News mm-hmm. White House correspondent.
Right.
And there's going to be some of the people on the panel are going to be from Laura Bush's, when Laura Bush was first lady.
Right.
And also when Hillary Clinton was first lady.
Okay.
First lady. And then there's the author Lauren Wright. She's written a new book on first ladies as well. So they're going to be talking about, you know, kind of the evolution of the, you know, first lady. And you kind of see it now, especially with the election over. I think back in the day, it was like maybe the first ladies were more hostesses, you know, the wives.
Sure.
And then it's kind of changed where they're there to help communicate that message for the president. And now you've even seen in the last election where you actually had the former first lady running for president. So you see this, just the change of the roles and also like what they mean in politics and presidency.
Absolutely.
So it's pretty amazing.
Well, that's kind of neat. That'll be on the 14th. Now, coming up on the 18th, we've talked about this, but now it is here, and that's the accidental hero making a return visit to College Station.
Yeah, once again, this is going to be a unique one-man show. It's about Patrick Duane. All right, he's the person who does a one-man show, and his grandfather, Matt Canopy, was in World War II. Doesn't talk about it much when he was, when Patrick was a kid. He passes away. Patrick goes, you know, to the basement, finds his box of videos and pictures, and realizes all these great things that his grandfather had done. You know, he came to this country, you know, became a citizen. Then he went back to Europe, helped liberate the Czechoslovakian towns that his ancestry was from. So he kind of puts this all together and puts together this outstanding one-man show where he's like the narrator, but then he also takes acts like his grandfather. So it's like this one-man show, this one person doing all these things. We had him last year. It was a full house. It was great. This year, it's going to be on the 18th at Rudder Theater starting at 7 p.m. And we hope we can a lot of people get out there. We still got seats available. So we're hoping that people can go to bush41.org and click on the events tab to make reservations.
Sure. Last Friday was Veterans Day, and so obviously that makes us think about the war effort. And Pearl Harbor Day is coming up, and you have a new exhibit at the library for that.
Yeah, it's called Remembering Pearl Harbor. And this is a very unique exhibit. It's something kind of different. We have, when you walk in, they got the Day of Infamy video is when you're looking at the first, one of the first things you see, big screen. And then we have, it's basically about nine of the presidents and how they were involved during World War II.
Yeah.
So you have everybody, you know, the presidents that are highlighted are, Roosevelt, Eisenhower, Nixon, Johnson, President Ford, President Reagan, Kennedy, Truman, and of course, our own, George H.W. Bush.
Right. Now, how long is that exhibit going to run?
That's going to run up to the 31st, the end of December.
Okay. All right. So till the end of the year for that.
Yeah, end of the year. Oh, remember, too, on December 7th, we're having a flyover. So that's going to be more information is coming on our website, bush41.org. And if they want more information, they can go to bush41.org.
That's great. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Start a great family tradition this holiday season by playing the game Say Anything. Say Anything will eliminate those uncomfortable political discussions and replace them with an awful lot of laughter. We have a choice because you know the relatives are coming and you know what they think politically. So you can laugh or you can cry. Say Anything. That's why we have it. You'll get the family together, open it up, and play. Nothing fancy. You just ask a few questions, and the next thing you know, everybody's talking and everybody's laughing and nobody's arguing anymore. It's the perfect game for getting the family around the table to spend some time really connecting. Say Anything. On sale this week at Target for 50% off. It's just $10. That's the best price you'll find anywhere. Say Anything. It's become such a huge hit, you could find it anywhere, but go to Target because that's the only store where you can find it for 50% off this week. This year, have some holiday fun with your family when you play Say Anything. Just $10 this week, only at Target. Say Anything.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. How's he doing? How's Glenn Beck doing? Haven't been listening because, you know, he was a cruise guy.
Yeah.
Right. All the way through, and didn't like Trump at all. So, oh, by the way, all right. So, I'm letting you know. Let me grab the story here. All right. Be prepared whether or not you were ready for President-elect Donald Trump. The Walt Disney Company is prepared.
Oh, really?
They have announced they already have a bust of Mr. Trump ready to take its place in the Hall of Presidents in Orlando. So,
all right.
If you or someone you know or might be traveling with, remember, if you go to Disney World after January the 21st, you may be offended. You may not want to go. You may decide to go to that Universal Park instead, because there'll be a bust of Donald Trump at Disney World. Or you can go and just not go into the Hall of Presidents. So, I just wanted to warn you ahead of time. If you've already made plans to do that, just letting you know. All right, here we go. It's the most valuable brands in the world. Most valuable brands in the world, according to Millward Brown Brands Report. This is their value in billions of dollars. Number eight is Prada, in at $4.4 billion.
Okay.
Burberry at $4.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Cartier, $6.7 billion. Rolex, $8 billion. Chanel, $10 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Gucci, $12.5 billion. Hermes, $19.8 billion. And number one, again by a ton, Louis Vuitton.
Oh, wow.
That brand is worth $28.5 billion.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. I'm almost there, you know. I'm going to have it pretty soon.
So that means that there are more knockoffs, I guess, of Louis Vuitton
yeah,
than there
than
is
anything else.
Because
yep. mm-hmm.
that's where the money happens to be. All right, well, let's get back to the real world.
Okay.
Donnie Wahlberg and Nick Lachey, is that right? Lachey?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah,
have
Lachey.
Have gotten together and are reportedly working on a new sitcom for CBS about a boy band.
Oh,
yeah.
boy.
And
band.
It makes sense, that's, of course.
They were both in boy bands.
Sure.
That's so funny.
Yes, the show called Encore will reportedly be written by Entourage's Doug Illen. It'll be about the former members of a boy band who get back together 20 years later.
Nice. There better be singing.
Yeah, there better be singing. And the thing is,
and
the reality.
Dancing.
Well, and the reality that they'll see what their fans look like now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah. Sorry, you're not going to have teenies with tweeners, you know, chasing you anymore because
right.
it's 20 years after the fact. So,
yeah.
We'll see.
It sounds like a horrible TV show,
it
but
does.
Entertaining.
Sure,
we'll see.
Why not?
Yeah.
And the thing is that, and really, Donnie's already, he's on Blue Bloods.
And yeah, and he's really good in that role.
He is. Okay. He's done very well in that role.
Now, maybe I missed this. Are they starring in it, or are they just like consultants
well,
or producing?
No,
or?
They're going to be in it, apparently.
How?
So.
They're not boys.
That's the whole point. Maybe that's the whole story. I'm not sure.
Making a comeback. Encore.
You betcha.
All right.
Pretty good ratings for Dave Chappelle's TV comeback on Saturday Night Live. He beat out Tom Hanks and Lady Gaga, making it the season's second, the season's highest rated show so far. In fact, the best ratings since Donald Trump show. Back in November of 2015. So, well, I guess they wanted. And if you saw him, he kind of chunked out a little bit. He's filled out some.
Chunked out a little bit.
I saw some of the clips, and it was actually very funny. Very
All right,
funny.
So Eddie Redmayne, I don't really know who that is, but he plays a wizard, the wizard Newt Scamander in J.K. Rowling's new film, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Oh, okay? Yes. Mm-hmm.
He kind of had to explain to customs why he had a wand in his briefcase. He said, I brought it because I felt like it would be reassuring to have Newt's wand. But then, as I'm going through customs, when you look at it, he said, I suddenly realized that the wand kind of looks really sharp and scary and the kind of object that you have to explain to a customs person. And then I was like, have you seen the movie? No. Oh, well, it's a bit disastrous then. Fantastic Beasts opens this weekend.
He was in The Danish Girl and The Theory of Everything.
Okay.
And then also Les Miserables. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you'd recognize him, I think, if you saw him.
Okay.
But,
that's,
anyway.
But now he's carrying around a
wand.
A little wand because the movie starts this weekend and he'll be, you know, richer because of it. So there you go.
Well, you talk about somebody who is ready to bust his buttons with pride. It's Navasota High Principal Derek Bowman. And it's all about academics at the school, and that means meeting accountability standards.
Fourth straight year we've met accountability at Navasota High School, And in addition to meeting standard, we also received 3 distinctions in math, social studies, and post-secondary readiness. So we're extremely proud of all the hard work that our teachers and our students do for us on a daily basis.
And that's a challenge every time. It's kind of like driving the ball down the field and getting the touchdown and not settling for the field goal.
It's just a testament to our teachers and our students that we have here, that they're dedicated here.
And in Navasota, there's a continuing partnership for higher education.
We have a partnership with Blinn College and our dual credit, and this year we have over 200 students who are enrolled in dual credit. So that's an all-time high here, at least since I've been here. We also have a college and career center here at the high school. And they've been busy this year helping our students apply for college. And some of the events, we've hosted a SAT prep class already. We've registered all 150-something seniors for their Apply Texas account that they're using to begin their college applications. In addition to those, though, we've also registered over 150 underclassmen for their Apply Texas account, and also enrolled those 150 underclassmen into a dual credit business information management class through Blinn College, to where they can receive dual credit at the end of the year for that class.
And there's more to boast about.
All juniors just took the PSAT this past month, and this spring, all of our freshmen and sophomores will have the opportunity to take that test as well.
And this past week, they started a college application drive at Navasota High.
Our goal is to have 75% of all of our seniors to have an application on file at some college or university by this next week.
And come November the 17th, if you want your pie, you better apply.
Basically, any senior who has submitted at least one college, vocational, or military application will be rewarded with pie at lunch that day. So kids are super excited about that.
You got to love that. There's more to talk about, like the Practicum for Health Science program.
It's a little unique experience that we have a group of students who are studying to become certified pharmacy technicians after high school. And right now we have 5 seniors and 1 junior who's enrolled in the Practicum of Health Science. This class basically builds on their previous classes that they've had of principles of health science, medical terminology, health science, and anatomy and physiology. So basically what these 6 kids are getting a chance to do is they attend clinical rotations 3 days a week here at St. Joseph's Hospital here in Grimes County. They're getting a chance to apply their knowledge and skills firsthand by shadowing some registered nurses, physical therapists, radio technology technicians, and others around the hospital. And our students are getting a chance to feed patients, check their vital signs, and perform some other basic medical skills that they'll be able to use when they get out of school. And in the springtime, those same 6 kids will rotate through a veterinarian clinic, a dental clinic, and an oncology clinic. And at the end of the school year, the seniors will be able to take their pharmacy technician exam. And if they pass that, they'll be certified by the state of Texas to go straight into the workforce in a pharmacy somewhere.
Does Navasota Principal Derek Bowman sound like a proud papa? That's the way he sees it.
Yeah, well, yes, sir. I mean, like I said, any time that we can turn our kids loose to either go to college or straight to the workforce with the skill that they could utilize, I mean, there's nothing better than that.
Good job, Navasota High. That's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Gets to be a bigger hassle than ever getting to the airport now so that you can get started on your trip, be it business or pleasure. Let groundshuttle.com kind of take the stress away from that first part of it. You're going to sit in a really comfortable seat. There are 10 different trips that you can make to Bush. There's 4 a day to Hobby. They can pick you up at Easterwood. Actually, they can pick you up at your office or your home if you want to make arrangements ahead of time. You commute. You sit back. Wi-Fi, power outlets, reclining seats, and you can catch up on your emails or read a book and let the driver take care of getting you to the airport so you can get your trip going. Easy to book. You can call 855-303-4415. What most people do is just book online. That's groundshuttle.com. You can see the times. You can see your choices. Now, if you've got a group and you need to be going someplace, whether it's around town or out of town, you can also do group shuttles that are available through Ground Shuttle. And if around town you need in-town private car service with a Mercedes 2350, they have that available. All of it can be done either online or phone. The number again is 855-303-4415, or you can book it on groundshuttle.com.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
About 4 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We mention it, but and we joke about it, but it is against the law now to be texting while you're driving College Station. But if you've got talk to text, and you probably do on your phone, if you haven't used it, you can get some really weird things, which is kind of fun. So send those along to us.
Yeah.
And that way you can enjoy it. We'll share it with our audience. 979-695-1620. It's a regular phone number, but you add the 979, you can text it in. But we do. We don't want you breaking the law, and we make fun about that. But you know, it is the law. Hey, and kudos to you guys. You did a great job with the we finished our first radiothon for the Ronald McDonald House Charities. Mm-hmm. Raised $48,000, and we are thrilled to be able to do that. We thank you. We just wanted to give it the opportunity to happen, and obviously, as this community does, it responded in just tremendous.
Yeah, it was awesome. We had a great time. And Brad and I know we both got some people who just came up in person and gave us money and gave us checks. Yeah. And so
which was awesome to see, just, you know, the gratitude and the generosity of people. Well, just fantastic.
And Chelsea told us her story, and her parents were able to take advantage of it. But most everybody probably knows someone who has benefited in some way from what Ronald McDonald House Charities has done. And again, they're going to expand their footprint here. And so we thank you guys for helping us out to make it a success last week. So Robert Vaughn has died. If you know who he is, he was Napoleon Solo in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. He was 83 years old. Did a lot of other stuff. He was in The Magnificent Seven, the original. He was in Towering Inferno, but by then, of course, that was a bunch of old washed-up stars. But he and the guy who plays Ducky on NCIS, he played Ilya Kuryakin, and these were spies, again, in 1964. And for his part, obviously, the guy on NCIS is about the same age and doing pretty well. Also passing away, Leon Russell. Leon Russell, 74 years old.
Yep.
Did a lot of stuff. He was part of Phil Spector's Wall of Sound. He played the piano on Mr. Tambourine Man by the Byrds. He was in Pet Sound with the Beach Boys. You know him from some other stuff that he did as well. He wrote Superstar, which was a big hit by the Carpenters, and had long white hair, straight white hair, and played out at Willie Nelson's Picnic when it was at Texas World Speedway. Never forget seeing Leon Russell.
So many legendary musicians and actors gone in 2016.
Well, and again, and then we didn't even mention Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, which is, anyway, he passed away last week, but he told us he was ready to die. If you remember, he did an interview about 3 weeks ago and said, "I'm ready to die." Guess what?
It happened.
He did.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interest before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Howdy, I'm Robert Collins with Texas Country Catering, and my family and I have been cooking up awesome food for the Brazos Valley for over 25 years, and we would love to treat you and your guests to a great home-cooked meal for your next event. We serve a large variety of foods from chicken fried steak to hand-cut ribeyes and mesquite-cooked barbecue, plus fresh vegetables and homemade desserts. Check us out on our website at texascountrycatering.com or give us a call at 979-218-3628. That's 979-218-3628. 3628.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about a minute till. This is no way to start the holidays. Apparently, the city of Lister, England has put together a great old big Christmas tree. Okay? Uh-huh. I mean, you know, I guess center of town kind of thing.
Like you do.
Well,
yeah.
Apparently they put so much tinsel on it to collapse the tree.
Yeah. That had to have been a lot of tinsel. Yeah. That's not heavy.
No, it's not. But again, you know, overkill, I suppose.
Yeah, and tinsel's not good on outdoor trees. Yeah. It blows around, and it's like litter.
This tree has always been a bit abysmal, but now we're we are expecting even more this year, said one lady named Sarah Harrison. So, sorry to hear
bummer.
That.
Bummer.
Yeah, it really is. Anyhow, on this date in history, in 1851, Moby Dick was published, and the BBC began in 1922. Right. WTAW, College Station, Brian.